And we welcome Trudy to our programme. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Welcome to World Heart Rhythm Week.
Yes, indeed. World Heart Rhythm Week it is. Can you tell us why, Trudy, we need to be more aware of our pulses?
I think many people don't realise we're all aware of the plumbing of our heart and what causes heart attacks. But our heart is the battery. It's the electrical side of the heart. And we need to know our heart rhythm as well as our heart rate. We're often told our heart rate when we have our blood pressure taken. But if we just know our pulse, which is so simple, anybody can do it. If you go to knowyourpulse.org, there are three simple steps. And with that, we get to know the rhythm of our heart, whether it's too fast, too slow, or irregular. And if we become aware of that, we can ensure that the arrhythmias, the heart rhythm, is checked by our doctor. This can help reduce the number of atrial fibrillation related strokes and even sudden cardiac death just by knowing our pulse.
And of course, the figures are rather scary, aren't they? Because according to the Arrhythmia Alliance, of which you are the founder and the CEO, over 60% of people are not pulse aware.
Absolutely. If you say to somebody, where's your pulse? We all feel for our wrist.
Yes.
But what does it actually mean? And I can't stress, it's not just about your heart rate, which lots of people are aware of their heart rate, especially with all the gadgets around and exercise. But importantly, you know, a typical heart rate is anywhere between 60 and 100, but it's whether it's also in rhythm, keeping a steady rhythm. Now, please don't go and take your pulse when you've just been at the gym or running a marathon. You need to sit down for 5 minutes and then get used to taking your pulse so that you can build up and realize, you know, whether it is nice and steady as it should be. Or if it's too fast, too slow, or irregular, you need to then seek the advice of your doctor. And we have all the information that's required. We have the fact sheets. There are over 500 events taking place in the UK and even more worldwide. There may be a local Know Your Pulse in your area. And if you contact us, we can let you know, or we can send you the information so that you become pulse rhythm aware for you, your family, your loved ones and friends.
Well, thank you very much indeed for that. I mean, is it something we need to be extremely worried about if we're taking our pulse, say, when we are fully at rest and we do notice a little blip, we think, hang on, that didn't feel quite regular. What's going on here? Is it something that we need to be extremely worried about, or do we just pop along and see our GP and find out what's going on?
It's something we just pop along and see our GP. If we're experiencing palpitations, breathlessness, unexplained loss of consciousness, if there's a history of unexplained sudden deaths in the family under the age of 35-40, then yes, we need to be going, you know, we should be concerned and go and discuss with our doctor. If it's irregular on a regular basis, then again, discuss with your doctor. The most common arrhythmia, heart rhythm disorder, is atrial fibrillation, which tends to affect people more commonly over the age of 65, but can affect anyone of any age. And that is where the heart rate, the heart rhythm is irregular. And it's a leading cause of stroke, AF-related stroke. So it's vitally important you highlight that to your doctor. If you faint, if you have unexplained loss of consciousness, again, this can often be because of your heart rhythm. And again, discuss with your doctor. But we have all the resources. We have a dedicated helpline that we can help you with. We're not wanting everyone to rush to their doctor immediately. What we're saying is get to know your heart rhythm so that you can have an informed discussion with your doctor. But of course, if you are concerned, then yes, go to your doctor.
Okay. So just run that information past us again regarding the regular pulse link.
Knowyourpulse.org.
Knowyourpulse.org. And if we go there, we can find all the information we would need.
Yes.
All right, then.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And we will reduce the number of AF-related strokes. We will reduce the number of unnecessary sudden cardiac arrests. And we will be all much healthier.
Trudy Loban, thank you very, very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.